in a second.
I'd like to call the order of the Town of Brule Committee meeting for September the 4th, 2018. Mr. Andre, would you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. If you look in your package, you got minutes from regular meeting of August 13, 2018. They were sent out. I think we had a few of us look at them. If you have any changes or recommendations, please let us know. Any comments on that? All right, committee reports. Public Works Committee. I'm going to read over our little update for August of 2018. Total rainfall. The town had 8 rain events for a total of 6.5 inches. We had no real drainage issues. We had one SCADA alarm at our Venzuel station for loss of electrical. It was repaired within 2 hours. We had 2 out of compliance tests for high fecal. A notice of this deficiency response from DEQ was sent to them. We haven't heard anything from them. That was the audit that they did on us. As soon as we find out, we'll let you guys know. They installed a new flow meter for the sewer pond to help comply with that DEQ permit. We harvested duckweed from pond number 3. That will occur every 60 days. They drained and thoroughly cleaned our chlorine contact chamber. That was a DEQ request, and we'll do it from now on. We received the new trailer to move the Bobcat around town more easily. We had no personnel reports, incidents to report. They hung the new welcome signs at both ends of town on the highway. We also followed some water on one of our rain events. We went to Gleason Street where we had done that culvert repair work and found it really wasn't draining like we thought, so we did find a spot over here in front of the Sonic where that drains to, and Shane and them cleared out a big old, they had a, something blocking that culvert, so we cleaned that out. Hopefully that'll help a little bit. We will continue to work on that culvert on the other side of the apartments to see if we can clean it out. We just found that it's not draining like we thought it would with that new culvert in there, so we'll continue to work on that piece. Yeah, it's draining
that
better.
That was a mash culvert that we replaced.
I'm sorry?
That was a mash one that we replaced.
Yes, yes. Upcoming Republic roadside debris pickup is scheduled for the week of September the 10th. Our extra monthly pickup is scheduled for September 28th. We did take flags down today because the tropical storm. We did that out of a little caution just to make sure. And the sun's shining, so I guess it was a bad choice, but and our maintenance crew, we had them on standby for tonight like they always are, but especially for tonight with the storm, but looks like that we're gonna dodge that storm. So that's our public works recap. Does anybody have anything else in the public works? All right, we'll move forward. Planning and Zoning Committee, they have the minutes in the in your package. I don't think we had anything except one person came to speak. Look at that next week. Finance Committee, review August bills. If you notice, your bills have a lot of duplicates in it. We were out of town at the LMA convention last week. Patricia was with us, so we didn't get those bills for that end of the month cut, so they kind of rolled over into this month. So you'll see some duplicates for July and August on here. That's the reason behind that. So, if anybody has any other questions, bills, we'll move. Personnel Committee, we don't have anything under there. I'll just mention something real quick. I was going to do it on the mayor's report. I'm going to put on the agenda next week, to hire Darren Batto for our maintenance department. He is currently on with us in a temp role through a temp service. So we'll probably end up putting him on the agenda for our regular meeting. $15 an hour, right, Shane?
Correct.
Yes.
How long has he been with us?
How long we've had him? 3 months?
Almost 3 months.
3 months?
And he's doing well?
Anything else on the personnel? All right, Recreation Committee. We're going to discuss the intergovernmental agreement with West Baton Rouge Schools. That's our agreement to allow us to contribute to the school. I think we have it in your packet. And we will vote on that next week. With that, on the agenda next week, the band is so excited about their new uniforms that we got for them. They want to come next week to the meeting and show off a little bit. So they'll be at the meeting. We'll move them to the top of the agenda and let them play a song. We'll get to see how our money's being spent. So we'll have them here next week. Yeah, I know. He wanted to meet outside. I was like, maybe you can just bring like the jazz ensemble and stick them in the corner or something.
When my son was there, there were about 12 members.
Yeah, I think he told me, you know, he asked me that. They have 47 now, which I think the last time it was down a little bit. So, I mean, that's up.
I had that picture and that inspiration.
Yep. So they'll be here next week. Anything else in the recreation? Police Committee? I don't think we have anything. Governmental Affairs, anything? Other matters, don't have anything. Mayor's Report. Tom and I have been working on the annexation. We got all the maps finalized. We're working with DOTD. Hopefully we'll get it to where we can introduce that in our October meeting to annex the high school property. So.
Yeah. The state law says that we have to notify DOT by certified mail at least 30 days, not less than 30 days before the ordinance gets introduced. So I sent the certified letter in the mail to them Friday. I also emailed DOT's attorney, let them know it was coming. So as long as they sign for it this week, we'll be good to be able to introduce it in October. I also sent Wes an email with a copy of the petition that just need the school board to adopt this month, so school board president Jason and Owen can sign it. I'll be getting with the assessor's office this week so we can just get the little certificate from them to say, hey, public body is the only owner of the land that we're proposing to annex. Actually, you know, two public bodies, one of them DOTD on the part of the highway and one of the street. We don't have to go through all the registrar stuff because it's a special provision. We're not to advertise in the paper because it's a public body.
So Secretary of State doesn't get involved until we send it after it's over with?
Yeah,
no voters, right? So.
Yeah, there's no voters. It doesn't get voted on. It's just y'all.
Because it does not take in any of its homes.
It doesn't take in any private land. It's all owned by a public body. So, there's no voters in there.
All right, and next I got an email today, and I haven't had time to look at it. I'm going to try to get some bigger plans. The preliminary plans for the Joliet Trail on St. Francis Street came in. So as soon as I get a chance to look at it, I can forward you guys an email. It's one of those engineering drawings. You know how them engineers are. It's about 35 pages. So I haven't had a chance to look at it. But
the more pages, the more money.
Yeah.
Roy, don't tell us about a page?
Yeah, about a page an hour. So the preliminary plans are working on that. I did go to a meeting with the parish with Roy, and I don't know if I talked about this last month. I don't think I did. We met about River Mill and the parish and giving them right-of-ways on the water and Sinclair and all, and I think the River Mill project's going to move forward. Another thing that took place at the meeting was the water issue that we have and getting the right-of-way to run a new line of water, drill a new well. So we did go over a few things about the water issue that we have on the south side. So they are working on that. Roy is pushing that.
Well, it's being advertised Thursday. It'll open October the 9th, I think.
Okay. What about the right-of-way? Is that still going on?
Still working on that. We've got, I think it's 27 or 30-something property owners that contacted to work on. Now we've got to establish exactly where that energy right-of-way is on the property so I can put the drawings together to put a pipeline down. Right now, the tax assessor maps and all, I'll use the term, it's out in space. I've got to tie it down. State Plains ordinance, so the contractor knows exactly what.
My point of bringing that up is that there is work being done on our water situation that we have down here. It's on a fast track, if you will, so we are working on that.
Roy, what's your best guess on a time frame to getting the pipeline in place once all the properties acquired?
Minimum a year? The biggest risk we're taking right now is the parish taking. Get ready to punch a hole in the ground. Go find what you call a water-bearing formation underground. There's plenty of them down there. You got to find one if you're looking for quality water. In other words, it meets drinking water standards. That's the tricky part. There's plenty of water over here that doesn't meet drinking water standards. An example would be what was done in Addis. They took water out the ground, had a little bit of water treatment plant to make the water drinkable. Most of the water that you know that East Baton Rouge Parish and those Florida parishes drink is north of the Baton Rouge Falls. There's aquifers down there that they punch. It's what Baton Rouge and Georgia Pacific and all your communities in that direction have good water. If you cross the Mississippi River, your pool of fresh, good water is very limited. Well, if you're in the North Line Road well, we use the term the mining water because it's south of the fall. That aquifer or that source of water is not being replenished with fresh water like the Southern Hills aquifers are in the Florida parishes. So finding that good water is tough. We're going to move north of the fall near the arena. That's where they've chosen the spot. The port has a well north of the intercoastal, which is good, and it's thick. You've got to have the thickness of sand you need to get the quantity of water out. So there's some other wells in that area that have been tested, so I just hope the aquifer doesn't pinch off and get real short and thin where we're going through. So the risk is we got to find that quality water and how thick it is and how much water can we get out of the ground.
You have to keep drilling until you find it?
No, you can take the water you have and treat it. That's the expensive game nobody wants to do. Or, any of y'all were here 15 years ago, I sat before Water Works District number 2 and we did a presentation. Oh, you need to go north of Port Allen near Placid Refinery. You know there's a good aquifer, get it, transport it south. Of course, you're talking millions of dollars to do that. That's where all the risk goes. You find it, you got to transport it. And that's where the cost is trying to transport that much water south. It's expensive. You don't have the highways to move it.
Now, you got to come out of the intercoastal waterway also.
They already got one pipe under the intercoastal about 16 inches, and that'll take you into the future. We'll have to wait and see how the numbers grow. At some point in time, they'll need to put a second pipe under the intercoastal, or you'll have to work out some kind of booster pumping arrangement, which gets complicated from an operational standpoint to be done. But it'll take you a long way into the future. You just got to find some more water north of the intercoastal pipe and get it come down.
So we're looking at a year and a half minimal right now, probably, before.
I'm trying to work with Pee Wee to make it a year.
Good deal. That's good news.
Thank you, Ron.
That's all I have for Mayor's report. Anything else? Any remarks of personal privilege? Anybody?
I've missed some, several meetings, but what's the status on the blind property in Boomwood? I mean, I'll drive out down the Lane Street. See it on Main Street. I see it on Live Oak. What's the status?
We only have one that we have on the list right now, and that's the one that's on Gwynn Street. I guess we'll have to jump on that and see what we can work out.
Have you gone down Main Street?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, didn't a tree fall on that house back there on a trailer or something one time? On Elaine?
Elaine Street?
Elaine or Allen?
Oh.
Your statement.
Oh, yeah.
Your statement.
All in.
It's all in.
All in.
Just take a look, you can't miss it.
Well, I'm down here every day.
Yeah.
Keep going, you see to the left.
Yeah.
That carport is completely full.
I'm telling you the lady.
Now it's moved to the grass.
Oh, I know.
Just drive down there.
You know, right across from my street?
Huh?
You know, right across from my house?
Yeah, we'll have to get us a list and make a note. This is my personal opinion. I'll just give you my personal opinion. It's really hard to legislate how someone lives from as a mayor and a council. I find that very difficult. If they're breaking the ordinance, it's a lot easier. To determine if someone's house is
derelict,
not well kept, that's hard to define. We do have in the ordinance a derelict building, and we can go in and do inspections and that kind of thing. So, you know, we'll take a look at them and see what we can get done. I just find that real hard to legislate to tell someone how to live.
I'm not talking about telling someone how to live or if they keep their house ugly. I'm talking about junk. I'm talking about tall grass.
I don't know of any tall grass issues that we may have.
I could
be wrong on some of those, but I mean we stay on top of the grass as much as yeah. We'll ride around. I'll ride around with Shane tomorrow.
All I know is years ago when we started to build the cleanup brewery committee and worked with the police chief, you know, it got cleaned up and it looked nice. Now I don't know what happened. I mean, the black grass is tall. People got crap all over their yard. I mean, I can understand sometimes you have stuff in your yard, but this is your carport's full, so you got to move to the front yard. It's so full.
I get it. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just find it hard to legislate to go to someone and tell them they got to clean up their yard from this desk.
Well, we did.
I know. I find it difficult. And we can start it. We can try it. I just find that very difficult. I think it's an HOA issue. I think if they had a homeowners association, it would be a whole lot easier. But
we don't have homeowners all
I know. I know we don't.
Street.
I know we don't.
But, however, it is an ordinance. And if you value and you appreciate your town where you live, you keep it up neat.
Oh, I agree 100%. I have issues where I live. I really do.
And it's hard. It's hard for you, but you're a leader. You're a leader. Y'all are leaders. Y'all have to go out there and y'all got, hey, they might not like you. They might not vote for you. But you got to keep...
That's not the issue. It's just, I find that hard. I get it. We'll make a list. We'll go right around town and make a list and see what we can find out who's breaking ordinances. I know about 10 of them right off the top of my head. Oh, at least. I mean, that's just 10 that I've seen. Now, whether they break an ordinance or not, we'll have to go and dig into the ordinance and see if they're breaking the ordinance.
Shane, I don't know if I asked you lately or not, but does anybody live in that house at the corner of St. Luke and East Main? The house, you know, the block over there that has four little houses on it. That house on the corner.
I do not know.
People have asked me if anybody lives there. Cause that's one that's starting to get, the yard is starting to look like him. And I don't know if somebody's really living in that house. If I can check on that.
St. Luke, the street across from St. Mary.
Right. And Main Street.
That's a rental house.
Not the one Susan Thomas just bought, not the brick.
Across the street from her.
The other older house is a rental.
I served them a letter about 3 weeks ago because they ran.
Thank you.
All right, we'll get on that.
Now, the good part, the garage apartment, in fact, that apartment from Bruce.
Right. That looks good.
That Bruce Road, that thing looking real good.
Oh, it is very good.
But which one you talking?
Across the street from Bruce.
It's set back behind
the garage apartment.
That was Vince's son.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yep. Yep, that's Ricky's stuff, huh?
Ricky Burton.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have a list, and I can maybe make a report on it on Monday. If not, we'll get back to you some way, shape. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Okay. On East Main and River Road or Revet Road, you know, right there at the corner where we have the mirror to show you in the morning cool time. The sun, this time of year, is facing you. That's a blind spot. We don't have an extra officer on duty that could direct traffic when the buses come. You can't see.
Yeah, we could try to get somebody out there in the morning.
I think it'd be a good issue for our kids, to save our kids.
We're working on it. We're also, they've got a station every morning at the elementary school right now, so.
That, in the back with that traffic disaster?
I'll speak with the chief, see if they can do that.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a face in the sun, you're blind.
Oh, yeah. And it's only for that 30 minutes when school's in, when the sun's coming up like that.
Right.
We'll have them check on it. Yes, sir.
Put a sign on Anita Street, children at Fletcher. They used to have one that was gone.
On Anita?
Little black kids all in it, and they ride right out in the road and everything. Somebody will tell their parents.
There used to be one there?
Yeah.
Okay, I have Shane check on that. Anybody else? All right, I don't have anything else on announcements. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Andre. Second by Mr. Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Huh?